Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, clubbers. We've written a book.
And we are so excited to finally tell you about it. It's called Have You Tried This? And it will be released on February the 15th, 2024 by Welbeck Publishing.
It's the very best of what we've learned over 4 years of living and experimenting with everything the self-care and wellness world has to offer, all collated into one place. Plus, a load of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing?
Every single practice in the book costs you absolutely nothing. And every practice in there really will improve your mental health and well-being.
It's available right now on pre-order. Be the first to get your copy. Link is in our show notes.
Hello, clubbers. I'm Nicole Goodman.
I'm Laura Mishcon.
And this is a new little segment that we're just throwing in into the middle of the week because, well, you know, hashtag self-care. We want to make you smile and we want to bring our services and all of our non-wisdom and insight that however helpful that might not be to your Wednesday.
We're calling it a midweek meltdown.
Yeah, because we all have them, but we don't always share them.
We don't. So happy hump day,
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah.
Should we jump in to today's question? Dear Lauren and Nicole, my friend, who's 33 and a woman, has been dating her boyfriend, 34 and a man, for 2 years now. They met on Tinder. She was really happy to find him and they seem like a very solid couple. I've never really liked him that much. I think he's a bit too sure of himself. But I decided that since she's happy, I'm happy for her, so I'm always civil. She wants them to move in with each other when her rental lease ends at Easter. Recently, having been single for 7 months, I downloaded Tinder. You know where this is going, don't you?
Oh my God.
After
no.
some peer pressure. And I saw my friend's boyfriend's profile on there. I thought at first that maybe he was just too lazy to have deleted it. So I deleted my profile and I made another one without my pictures. He was there again. Just to check if he was actually using Tinder or if his profile is just showing up because he never deleted it, I swiped right.
What, to see how active he is on it?
Boom. It was a match.
No, I don't know how Tinder works.
Well, I don't either. But basically, he was on it. I felt disgusted. I unmatched him immediately. But why would he be on Tinder when he is supposedly seriously dating my friend? Should I tell her? Should I confront him? Should I not say anything? Help.
Firstly, he's an idiot.
Okay.
Because why is he on Tinder? Because it's not exactly discreet, is it? If he's looking to have a bit on the side, what's the point in that?
Well, to answer her first question, why would he be on Tinder when he's supposedly seriously dating my friend? I think you know the answer to that, listener. Don't you?
Also.
Because he's mucking around on
her. And we all know the answer to do I tell her, do I not?
No, I don't know the answer to that. What's your opinion?
1,000,000,000% she has to tell her friend.
Would you want to know if it was you?
I saw Ollie on Tinder.
Okay, if Ollie's on Tinder, aged 55, after 25 years of marriage, there's issues going on anyway, right?
He wouldn't even know about Tinder, would he?
He probably would know about it, but having to navigate the app would be a whole other thing, wouldn't it? He'd be swiping all over the place. He wouldn't know what he'd be doing.
Or he'd get himself into all sorts of trouble.
I probably wouldn't even be able to download the Tinder app, let alone use it.
So. You'd probably put on a two-step verification code and you never get able to get into the bloody thing.
I would. Upload photos, I don't know how.
If one of my friends,
yeah,
right? Because I do have some single friends and yeah. I have some friends that aren't married and yeah. in relationships yeah. and stuff. If I saw one of their boyfriends on Tinder, yes, I would phone them up immediately and said, look, I've got something terrible to say to you, but this is what I found. Do what you will with this, but I'm giving you all the information. She needs to know. She needs to know. She can't move in with him whilst he's fucking around on Tinder, swiping left, right, and all over the place.
Can I just counter argue that for a moment and just tell me what you think? Let's just say, right, that it was Ollie. Let's just say that one of your single friends was on Tinder and was like, Nicole, I'm sure.
Yeah, but hold on. Ollie is married with a family and has been for a very long time. Yeah. So it's a slightly different scenario.
But hang on. Let's say your friend was like, Nicole, I'm on Tinder looking for a boyfriend and I really feel like this is Lauren's husband. And you like, yes, 100%, it definitely is. I kind of feel, do not involve yourself in other people's marriages/relationships because you don't know.
But you're not a random person to me.
You don't know whether Ollie and I have got some sort of open marriage or agreement or whether I'm also on Tinder or whether this is something we were trying out. Like, you don't know what goes on in anyone else's marriage or behind closed doors.
I do think that when it's a very close friend, you do know. You do know.
I don't think you know everything. I'm not saying
What don't I know? You know, you're telling me, right, that you don't think as a friend that it is your duty to go over to your other friend and say, look, make of this what you will. I don't know if it's true. I don't know what this is, but I feel a duty to tell you as your friend so that you have all the information at hand.
No, because I feel one, shoot the messenger is a real thing. And I feel two, these things come out in the wash.
You are wrong. You're wrong.
And
that
I'm
is
not
the wrong.
And I'm
that
not
is the wrong. You're telling me if you saw Adam on Tinder or on a dating app, I mean, why would you? Because you'd be doing something dodgy.
Exactly.
Too. You wouldn't tell me. I would have a real problem with that.
I'd really have to think about it.
Or if it comes out in the wash, right?
Yeah.
And then eventually I find out.
Yeah.
And you knew all along, or you had a piece of evidence all along that would potentially help me, that would be a real issue for me. Like, I wouldn't be able to trust you. You are absolutely, like, going against all friendship rules for me.
I'm really not keen on inserting myself in other people's marriages.
But you're not inserting yourself in other people's marriage. You've seen something. I actually have had a similar situation to this.
Go on.
I was years ago, pre-Adam days, and I was going out with a guy. And I'd been going out with him for about 4 months.
Yeah.
Not long, but long enough that we were an item and I considered him my boyfriend and I saw him all the time. I saw him like 4 times a week.
Definitely your boyfriend.
Yeah. And we were, you know, we were doing what boyfriend and girlfriend do and we were very intimate all the time and I was really into him. And I was working in a hairdresser's on a Saturday and a very good friend of mine, a guy, Daniel, his name was, he basically called me up at the end of my day on Saturday and he said, look, I don't know how to tell you this, but I've just seen Tim out in Maida Vale having lunch with another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, well, maybe it was his sister or Mitch. Mm. Definitely was not his sister.
Right.
They were very snuggly.
Right.
And this was not a platonic thing. I'm just telling you that that's what I saw.
What did you do?
I was absolutely devastated. And Daniel was a really good friend. Like, he's not going to mix the pot. He was telling me because I needed to know, right? What did I do? So I thought about it. And then the next day, I went round to Tim and he was moving house, right? So there were boxes all over the place and his flatmates were there and it was all very hectic. And I said to him, look, I need to tell you something. And he said, what? I said, this is what happens. Daniel's come home and he said that he saw you at whatever restaurant with such and such. And he basically said, yeah, that's true. I've been seeing her. So I was like, okay, but why are you doing that? He goes, well, to be honest, I'm seeing 3 other women.
Oh, gosh.
3 other women. That's 4 women.
Gosh.
And my first question was, I don't know when you've had time. Because we see each other all the time. So not only was he sleeping with me and being with me and being intimate and all of those things with me. And I thought this was my guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's doing that with 3 other women.
Wow.
Well, I was absolutely.
But was he like, we never had a chat about being exclusive or like.
He was so brazen about it.
Yeah.
Because he was just like, yeah, and I'm seeing three other women. I'm like, well, don't you think that's a bit of a problem? He goes, well, probably, but that's what's happening.
Wow.
And it wasn't even like, I'm so sorry. And there was none of that. He didn't actually give a fuck.
Okay.
So I obviously, I remember storming off down West Hampstead High Street. And just like, I actually can't believe, A, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
And B, how, it's so awful, right?
Wow.
So awful. Anyway, the point of the story is bringing it back to this question. I was so grateful to my friend Daniel for bringing that to my attention because I would have gotten further and further into this relationship. I would have fallen more and more for him only to find out that he's an absolute scumbag.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise, and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes, and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit, and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So I had a slightly different situation, but this is why I have this counterpoint. Quite a long time ago, so Josh was a baby in a baby car seat, I got a call completely out of the blue from a dad in one of my son's classes. I did not know him. I knew the mother from the school gates, but we were not friends. I do not know how he got my phone number. I think he Googled me. And when he phoned me, he introduced himself as her husband. So it's like getting a phone call going, hi, this is Adam, Nicole's husband. That was how he introduced himself to me. After 5 minutes into the chat where I was like, why are you phoning me? Is there a problem in the class? Has my son done something? What's going on? He basically asked me to come and meet him for sex. Yeah.
And he actually said, can we hook up one afternoon?
And I
for sex.
And I thought he had the wrong number. And I was like, I think you've got the wrong number. I'm Lauren. I'm this kid's mum. Like, I think you phoned the wrong
person. But you know his wife.
I knew who his wife was, yeah. And he was like, no, I know who you are. I saw how you looked at me at the summer fete. I was like, what? And then I was remembering that he came up to me. I was on the cake stall of, passed me a £10 note and said, someone dropped this. And I said, thanks. And I put it into my bum bag with all the other money. That was our meeting at the school fete. And then he said, and I saw
how egotistical.
And then he said, and I saw how you looked at me on sports day. Now, on sports day, I was sitting on a field with a toddler on my lap with my husband next to me. I did not even register that he was even at sports day. So he concocted some sort of fantasy in his head that there was something between us that definitely wasn't. I didn't even know him. He'd Googled my number.
He Googled your number?
Yeah. Why would he have my phone number?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, it was very...
Was it to be like a thruple? Or
No. It was creepy and it was weird and I was really shocked.
To him?
And I was really stunned and I said, I don't know. I was so shocked, right? Anyway, point is...
You didn't tell the wife.
I went home and told Ollie and I was like, this has just happened. I'm completely freaked out. I can never look at him at the school gates again. I told one other mother in the class, swore her to secrecy. And I was like, I do not want to, what do I do? Do I tell his wife? And we kind of agreed, you do not know what goes on in their marriage. They might do this all the time.
But you don't know her. But you don't know her. That's
don't know her
difference.
Well enough. So I let it lie. To be honest now, in retrospect, I kind of wish I hadn't because I don't understand why
they still together?
I don't know. I think so. But I don't understand why I didn't phone her immediately and say, hi, your husband's just called me and asked me to come and meet him for sex. Maybe you want to talk that out with him. But I just didn't want to insert myself into their relationship.
But I get that.
Yeah.
But if that was a close friend's husband.
Yeah.
Say it was Catherine's husband. God forbid, I know these things are really icky to even think about.
Yeah.
But you would, come on, you would feel very obliged to tell her. Wouldn't you?
My God, I'd die.
But regardless, but you're in the situation and then God forbid something happens 4 years down the road and you say to Catherine, well, actually, I knew that he was a bit of a scumbag because he came on to me. And she'd be like, well, why didn't you tell me?
It's hard though, isn't it?
It's very difficult.
It's really
tricky. I have
had
a similar situation, not as bold as that, but someone like started texting me through Instagram. Mm. Of someone's husband who I barely know.
Yeah.
And I have never said anything to the wife. Again, I don't feel it's my place.
Yeah.
But I don't know her.
Yeah.
So I don't, again, they might have an open marriage. I have no idea. It's not for me to then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think I'd have her phone number.
So what do we say to this girl? What's our advice to her?
My advice is, if it's a good friend or an active friend in your life, I think you have a duty to tell her. If it's someone who is not, then perhaps you shouldn't. Because no one has actually come onto her. It's on Tinder.
Yeah.
So they haven't actually. But I still, honestly, to this day, thank my friend Daniel for telling me. Mm. Because that couldn't have been an easy phone call to make.
Or a pleasant one.
No.
No.
Mm. So my vote is tell the friend.
Okay.
And yours?
Screenshot everything.
Get the evidence.
Get the evidence. And then maybe right time, right place, if the conversation comes up. Like, I'm thinking about moving in with him and we're looking at these flats. Like, maybe, dude, before you do that.
Oh,
maybe,
I wouldn't sit on
I
it.
Don't know.
I wouldn't sit on it. I think it's that I really, really feel very strongly about this.
Okay.
That it is the wrong thing to do to sit on this. You have a piece of information that she needs to know. This is about her future and her well-being. And apps, that is the thing that comes first. And then if she decides to stay with him,
that's on her.
That's on her.
That's on her.
Okay, so this is going to be a new little segment in midweek, as we said at the beginning of the show. If you want to send us your midweek meltdowns, please do. You can email them hello@selfcareclub.co.uk or you can DM us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod. But we would love to hear any queries or any meltdowns that you are currently dealing with. And we would love to help you in some way.
And obviously, you are very welcome to remain anonymous. We will not read your name and we can disguise anything that makes anyone know that it is you.
Yes. Yes, but we'd love to hear from you. So be in touch. And we'll be back on Friday with our weekly wellness roundup show.
Bye-bye.